Well, good morning, everyone. It is now 9 a.m. I want to welcome all of you to this Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. It is Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. We're calling the Board of County Commissioners meeting to order, and I'm going to ask all of you to rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas and a pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that today we will be led by your Spirit. Forgive us for the sins we've done against you. Please watch over and protect our loved ones and help them to draw closer to you each day. And you also provide us with the wisdom that we can to make the right choices that will glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Sarolfo, Mr. Garanga.
Commissioner Hatch here. Commissioner Luis Lopez
here.
Commissioner Pierce.
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Garanga?
One change, Commissioner, to ask the board to move item 8D, discussion of considered allocation.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the agenda with that correction.
Second motion.
Commissioner Reeselman?
Yes.
Commissioner Haskell?
Yes.
Commissioner Beasley?
Yes. Thank you. We are going to go to section two, consideration of minutes, regular meeting minutes, June 20th, 2023. Commissioners, we have had the minutes. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes of June 20th.
Second motion. Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Beasley?
Yes. Reading of correspondence, Commissioner, committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Trent. Quite a few meetings in between here and there. I'm working currently right now with a meeting we'll have with Mayor Bill Rico tomorrow. Regarding the Kinder Morgan pipeline that is running through Los Angeles County, we'll be having some discussion. We're trying to facilitate the U.S. Army and alleviate their issues with that pipeline running right through the New York campus. So we'll be working on that. We have been working on that and finally working on that behind the scenes with Kinder Morgan and stakeholders, the Colorado Gas Commission as well. Which is now the Department of Energy, NC. And I was able to as well testify recently, last week, in regards to financial assurances for the natural gas industry in Los Angeles County. And during that testimony to the Department of Energy, I was able to not only give them the dollar amounts and assessed valuations, the property taxes, and the dollars that come to Los Angeles County through the oil or the gas industry. However, also the other implications and the benefits that come from this industry with the 175 men and women working in the community and their children attending local schools. With the financial impacts from the federal and the state level of our school, it makes our school district stronger and better for the community. So we're very humbled to go ahead and do a presentation to that organization regarding the financial impacts of the gas industry. However, as always, I will mention that the county commissioners do not work for the gas industry. However, we work hand in hand with them and have a great partnership at this point in time. And I recommend it to the Carbon Energy MC that they continue to keep the industry in check for the safety of our community and our residents and our livestock and our wildlife. So that was really a great moment as well. On the 21st of August, I had a meeting with the Reserve Partners Incorporated. We are moving forward with some more loans out in the community, and it's just a great organization to be part of. There is some paperwork that needs to get done by the last two. I think we were ready to vote on one. I'm not sure. The Finance Committee, they were able to get that information to us, or we went into detail a little bit. For whatever reason, we have two loans in front of us coming up, so we might have a special session for that. On the 17th of August, as well, I was able to have a meeting with the Downtown Palo Alto Inc. as training for my intermittent renewal authority at the Space of Creation here in Trinidad. Very insightful on how we can move forward with the Urban Renewal Association. Regarding funding, it's a 2-day event. We met the night before at the new Hilton Gardens for a 2-hour session, and the next day, a half a day session. So, receiving all the insights that I can, be a better board member for the Urban Renewal Authority. It's always fun to be on the ground level of assisting and having that partnership with the City of Trinidad as a board member going in. So, but also at that time, Minister Dornan will be bringing that up to the board and with our central office, how we can possibly work closer with the City of Trinidad during future projects for our assessor's office and our treasurer's office. Due to unfunded mandates coming up in the legislature, we'll be able to be assisted from the URA in any future endeavors. So, long story short, some sort of administrative fees coming to the county, to the assessor's office and treasurer's office, but it doesn't necessarily have to offset their expenditures or assisting the URA in moving forward. So, we'll have that discussion, I believe, today in the executive session and how we move forward with that. And then also on the 25th, we had the Department of Passenger Rail Board of Directors meeting with some really great news for the Pueblo and Trinidad Spur line. We have got some momentum working with the Burlington Northern Railroad right now of exciting dialogue of how we're going to coexist with that rail. And the biggest issue is the freight rail that runs on now is from south to north at all times. It doesn't reverse from Pueblo Trinidad and then heads east. Working out probably a 5-mile stretch of a bypass for freight and passenger rail will then be going next. But the communication has begun. So if we can overcome that issue, we won't need for a safety development plan. We can utilize existing rail that's in place, which is what my goal has been since day one of coming on that board. And it would put us probably 10 years ahead instead of a 20-year wait for a rail to Los Angeles County. That's just a 10-year wait. So we can get that overcome. And then the rest of the development plan is being worked out now from Fort Collins to Pueblo. And all the negotiations are being worked up and down the I-25 corridor with municipalities and prospective counties along the district. So, big hurdle for Southern Colorado, for Los Angeles and Oklahoma County last Friday, or the Friday before. And I'm looking forward to seeing that train come to fruition, hopefully before maybe the next 10, 15 years, if we can get that accomplished. I'll be the first one to go to a Broncos game on the train. That's my report.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Hess.
On August 17th, I was able to attend the Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site Section 106 Alternative Procedures Cultural Resources meeting. This meeting was about exclusions and exemptions. Fort Carson is incorporating an alternative approach to the management of cultural resources, both with Fort Carson and Pinyon Canyon. It's going to be, we're trying to make one size fits all, and we know, and we talked to him pretty extensively about what's good for Fort Carson is not the same as what's good for Green Canyon and our historic waterways that we have to protect here on the base. The approach will replace the current programmatic agreements project by project and the review process. On the 22nd of August, I attended the Deep Geothermal Regulatory Concept discussion with the Energy and Carbon Management Commission, Brett Ackerman, Mike Rigby, Aaron Ray, all from DNR, Benjamin Barco from DNR, were there to do the presentation. The purpose of the meeting was to provide general geothermal overview presentation and technologies. With the info gathered, they intend to draft an initial set of rules that will be circulated to a broader range of stakeholders for additional input. The goal of the process is to craft a set of rules to instigate the deep geothermal rulemaking process later this fall. Senate Bill 23-285 is the one that that spurred this in motion.
The governor is all on board with this push. It's part of their new great deal, and he's pushing that. The geothermal harness methods would be geoexchange, thermal energy networks, heat pumps, electrical generation, three types of systems, dry steam, flash steam, and binary cycle. And my question to them was, if you're going to be up there in the gas alone footprint and keep that footprint small, could we reproduce some of those abandoned wells to use that for geothermal? And they said, a closed system might work, a closed loop system. And they're looking into that. They were asked that question too. And the reclamation, I assured them that I would reduce the footprint and then we'll be in on hunting and everything else up there in that area. On the 28th of August, I attended the National Association of Counties Ag West meeting. It was the Agri-Food Safety Committee and the Rural Development Committee. The conversation was about, it revolved around the money for the forest industry and if there was going to be post-fire mitigation from the fires that we've had in the area, upward mobility from poverty to those predictors and rural equity efforts, another thing. Anyway, Mitch McConnell promises that, and we discussed that, Mitch McConnell promises that at the roll call at Congress on August 24th, the Farm Bill would be out late September. However, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow from Michigan shifted the timeline for a finished bill ready with the president's signature to December. And she didn't agree with McConnell's statement. And quite frankly, I believe that we're probably going to have a extension of the old ones. And just a shout out to the Honey Fire Department. They did a fantastic job on the 31st of August. There was a fire that was started by the railroad on the S curve on Road 22, right below Three Holy Hill. And Kathy Moraes was out there by herself to start with one engine. And the poor girl, when I got there, she was exhausted. And Pinion Canyon showed up, and then Ed Taylor showed up with the second truck, the brush truck, and they got it out in about 2 hours. And for their quick response, that was really something. And it was difficult to get to because it was on the east side of the track, and there's no way to get over there. So I had to stretch the hoses across the railroad track and through the fence, and out in the Tortoises pasture, and fight it that way. But kudos to Kathy, she did a great job. And that's my report.
Thank you, sir. And since you have one of our chiefs in the audience, I want to say thank you. There was another fire, residential fire on Highway 12 last week, and the response that was seen on that fire, I mean, it was tremendous. One of the things that we have in small communities is dependability upon one another. So chief, to all of you, thank you so much for the work that you do. So I want to just highlight a couple of meetings. On the 30th, August 30th, we had a meeting with Colorado Counties Incorporated, in which Summit County had they're looking at this affordable housing and housing opportunities at their county. And they had a delegation of dignitaries that traveled to their county, Mountain County, and one of the comments that came out of the whole thing is that they were able to, these commissioners at Summit County were able to notify the governor's office and others in the legislative liaisons that counties can do it without much bureaucracy legislation. So the Senate Bill 213 that came out on 2023 is basically attempting to do a lot of the interfere with a lot of the land use rules and regulations at the county level. So one of my questions to the commissioners was, was there any mention to rebirth Senate Bill 213? And indeed, that's going to be probably coming up here in 2024. And what that bill attempts to do is take away all the powers from local control. And now basically we have to follow one land use for building and permitting from the state of Colorado. And that's not good for counties because, as Commissioner Tony has, this is, they can do that in Denver, they can do it in other counties, or at least give us the opportunity to opt in if we want to do that, or pretty much kind of pick and choose what is good for a county. So that was a very interesting conversation we had. The on the 28th, we had a meeting with Southeast Colorado Region 19. The opioid settlement funds are being distributed now, and the nine counties that are participants of that Region 19, we're putting up now a website. As soon as we have the official website, I want to do a presentation right here at the county commissioner's level, because that's going to give us all the services that are going to be accessible to the residents of all these nine counties that are going through the challenges of opioid. And one of the salient questions that came out of the whole thing was, what happens if I'm from Las Alamas County and I make a phone call once I have access to the website, but those services are not physically located within Las Alamas County? So then we engage in the conversation about perhaps we could do telemedicine, teletreatment for those individuals. So more information to come, but we think that in the next 30 or so days, we'll have the website operational, running. We had a pretty good run at, and we did a lot of testing. So it seems to be pretty complete. So we'll keep you posted on that. On September 1st, we had a meeting with the Colorado Department of Agriculture, and one of the highlight points of the meeting was that the West Nile mosquito, has killed several livestock. And one of the commissioners from Fremont County said that they had had a couple of casualties with horses. They have not been able to survive. So be diligent, and in the event that you see any livestock impacted by that, notify the health department, because we're trying to keep tabs and get the resources that we need for the communities. That was one of the things. Also, the Colorado Department of Ag is going to be visiting the UK, hoping that Colorado is going to be able to broker a deal with the United Kingdom in importing and exporting some of the ag products from here to there and from there back. And so one of the questions that was placed on the table, I asked them, if Colorado is going to be visiting the UK, could you please ask him if they have the point of origin in the UK, say that Los Angeles County exports so many tons or so many pounds of beef, it would be great to know that people in the UK are eating Colorado beef. And so promoting the state and of course promoting the agricultural community here within the state. So the secretary and others that were on the meeting, they took that as a task to be done. And I'm hoping that that point of origin is going to be highlighted. And wouldn't it be cool to be someplace in the UK and having the San Luis County State? That would be really awesome. So that was one thing. Then also on the first, we held another meeting that I mediated. And this is, it stems from House Bill 21. So 2021, House Bill 1115. That now anyone that is part of a board of health, any board member, which Commissioner Lopez at this time serves on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners here in Los Alamos County, that particular legislation made it, it requires anyone that serves on that board to go through a training. And so many, I think it's an hour and a half training, but at least to have an understanding of what the Board of Health do throughout the state of Colorado. And so the trainings are ongoing, and for anyone, for any citizen that wants to get those trainings as well, we can get that information to you should anyone be here be interested in serving on the Board of Health. That is very pertinent information. The and I'll close with this, the Council of Governments, area agency, what is the AAA commissioner? Area aging agency. So basically providing services for seniors in Los Angeles County. If anybody knows of a senior in need of help, whether it's even glasses, dental work, medical services, please reach out to a Council of Governments. And I'm a huge advocate of that particular agency because they're really helping out our aging population. And so I don't think the requirements are many, but certainly very interesting to see that there is a lot of money yet from the federal government, state government, to provide services for our community members. So that would be my report, gentlemen. And at this time, let me call on any elected officials that might be online. We have a message from Sheriff Navarrete. He does not have any updates. And I don't see anyone. Do we have anyone from the assessor's office? Anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? County treasurer.
Good morning. I have no updates at this time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Leonetti, and good morning.
Good morning.
District Attorney's Office. Anyone from the Coroner's Office? Well, thank you. And let me make, this time I'm going to make an announcement. At 10 a.m., we are going to go into a public hearing, regardless of where we are in this particular meeting. We'll stop this meeting to enter into a public hearing that we have scheduled for that time. And so proceeding with the rest of the agenda, I'm going to, this time we're going to go into public comment, and anyone that has signed in will have 3 minutes to address this board. Let me call on Mr. Murphy.
Great, commissioners. It's in the morning. So 41 years ago, I came, well, actually in 1982, I came from that, and I sat out a semester at college in the fall of 82 to stay and help my father. And I didn't participate, but I listened to the first election, which is coming up on KCRT, which went online. I don't know how it was 41 years ago, because every time I looked at my ID, it says 39. So I don't know what the discrepancy is. Anyway, I decided, having done the television since 2005 and I filmed every week the candidates, I decided this year in talking to Ben that we would partner with the Chronicle and we're gonna do a candidate forum. The chamber, I believe, is still gonna do meet the candidates, but there's so many candidates and there's so many issues. I think doing it sooner rather than later is important so that people can see. I mean, right now we have 10 people running for state council and for mayor. That's a lot. And I've sat down through the years and done one-on-one interviews with people, and those can go anywhere from half an hour to an hour, depending on how engaging people. I just don't think that that's feasible. So this Saturday at noon, we're going to start with the candidate forum. Ben and I are partnering together. I'm probably not going to go live in case there's any issues, because it's just as easy to record everything and then put it on later. The format's going to be, we're going to ask some questions, we're going to give them 10 minutes to answer. If there's any time left over, they will be able to use that time to say whatever they want. So everyone's invited. In back side, Michaels has agreed to provide refreshments. So while people are speaking, we're going to have in the back where people can sit down and meet the candidates, they can meet each other, or you can come in and speak to them one-on-one. I know that there's some other people, Ben has done some one-on-one interviews, and I know some other people have some candidate forums that they want to do. To me, this is very encouraging that this many people are running and that they care about what's going on in local government. We can debate national politics all we want, but that's all we're doing is debate. You know, as you gentlemen know, when you get involved, you can make a difference. And so that's what we're doing. You're invited. And also, I believe you guys have a ballot initiative. If Mr. Manuel or somebody wants to come, maybe not that day, because it's going to take, with 10 candidates, 10 minutes each, a couple minutes in between, we're looking at 3.5 to 4 hours. I would be more than happy to either give them free video time that we'll put on the YouTube channel, we'll put on Comcast, and we'll replay it repeatedly. If you want to do that, you know, have them contact me. I'll be more than happy to do that because I've been filming this since 2005, and I still have all of those. So there's some interesting historical stuff there. But if you'd like to come, it's Saturday afternoon at Chappelle's. Also,
what's
the day on?
The
9th at noon. We're going to start with mayoral candidates, and then we're going to do city council. And but the public is invited. We're not going to allow the public to ask questions because that would be 6 hours. I mean, I've done this. I did an ambulance forum back in 2005, and we had 7, 8, 9 candidates. And as you know, micing everybody up, it's a nightmare. And if you don't hardwire everybody with XLR cables, you use a lavalier mic, one battery goes out, and it throws everything off. So my plan was to simplify this technology-wise, that one camera, I'm going to be the moderator in case they get off track a little bit, and then timekeeper, so that everybody at least puts a face to the name that the people are running. I don't know all these people that are running. And next year, maybe we do it a little bit different. Maybe we do line everybody up. But it's always changing and evolving. And again, I'm just really encouraged that this many people, you know, care enough to run for office. Because you guys know, it's not an easy job. So Saturday, 9 o'clock. And if you can attend, and you, I wanted to be fair. You participated in my AMS thing last year. In an ideal world, what I would like to do is isolate everybody and give them basically the same questions. But it's just not practical. I mean, we had 7 people last year doing the AMNIS, and it was hard. It was tedious to keep them isolated, you know, and engaged. And so we're doing this on the fly and just trying to do the best we can. So,
I mean, Chairman, normally we would engage in public comment, but thank you for doing this. You've been doing it for many years, Bob. But a clarification, I am not running for mayor. Just there was after the parade yesterday, it is not me. I live in the county. So
it's your brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Let me thank you. We're going to call on Mr. Johnny Hamilton.
I'm Johnny Hamilton. Thanks for giving me a few minutes this morning. I just finished 2 terms with the Colorado Department of Ag on the noxious weeds. What a lot of commissioners don't realize, every 4 years, we go through state legislature resetting the list A, B, and C in the watch list, sitting on that advisory meeting, and we look at it statewide. I've been involved for 22 years in this county, and I spray for energy companies. I go all the way to Lamar, spray for the solar companies. Now in our county, we've got helium wells being drilled over in the east already. Talking about Kinder Morgan pipeline going through. What people don't realize, the Colorado Noxious Weed Act, through the Colorado Department of Ag, the state law is we have to maintain the A's and the B's. A's we want to eradicate. We have 2 known ones in this county. One of them's African Rue. Another one is Myrtle Scourge, which they've been putting flowers on the doors here in Trinidad. This was actually sold as an ornamental. You can keep that if you'd like. As an ornamental plant years ago. But if kids get into that plant, dogs get into that plant, it can cause severe burns and even permanent eye damage off of the liquid. That's why we're trying to eradicate that out of Trinidad. Steve Carspake's got some in his house in a flower bed. I've seen some up the canyon. The main reason I wanted to come before y'all, the way that law is written, we need a weed management plan really updated in this county every 4 years as those weed lists change. Phil sent you one. I think the last time we've got a weed management plan was 2008. It's outdated. Some of the B's that are mentioned are maybe C's, or maybe they're not even on there. Some of the C's may have moved to B's. The reason I'm bringing it up is I write weed management plans for a lot of private entities, whether it's gravel pits, the gas companies, the solar wind turbines. I have to refer back to Los Angeles County weed plant. Well, y'all's weed plant is now in 08, So whether it's Colorado Department of Ag, CDOT, whether it's Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or an energy company, they don't have to do anything but go spray the A's and D's because of the lead plan we have in place. If y'all look at the list, and I did make them here, Donna helped run some out, you can pass them. Those are the new A's, B's, and C lists that are in place, at least for now. Some of these weeds, and that's why I'm bringing it up. I mean, Tony, you're a prime example being a livestock producer. Some of the B's and C's are actually toxic to wildlife and livestock. If we don't control those weeds within our county, one that always scares me, and I have visited that producer, is Russian knapweed. Russian knapweed, if a horse gets into it, it causes chewing disease, and that horse literally, it's a neurologic good. They can't swallow water, and they'll end up starving to death. They just can't even eat and take care of that food bolus. I'm just asking y'all, I know Shelly Jones made one in 2020. I don't know if she presented it to this group of commissioners, possibly. That's actually a pretty well-written plan. I'm going to let y'all look at it. It would take a little bit of tweaking to add, but as it's written now, any energy company, any state agency, all they're required to do is V's and A's. We are spraying A's. We're spraying the African rue out there. Here's Shelly's plan, Bill, if you'd like to keep it. The big thing is I just need a better county weed management plan, or I can write private entities a better plan, because when you read the Colorado Noxious Weed Act, it literally for the county comes back on y'all's weed management plan. So that's what we're looking at right now. Like right now, the energy companies, the railroads, the Kinder Morgans, the new helium, the solar turbines, if we ever get wind turbines here, it comes back to what y'all's are. That's where that state Noxious Weed Act, no matter what CBA says, it comes back to you guys' weed management plan. And I don't know if y'all were aware of that or not. Do y'all have any questions before I'm done? That's the main reason I came, because I'm trying to write another weed management plan for some of these energy companies. Gravel pits is a prime example. If we don't keep those clean, guess where all the gravel goes? All over your county roads and state highways.
Well, I think, Mr. Johnson, thanks for being here. We have had some discussions on moving forward. There is or was a weed board for Los Angeles County, which is non-existent for a long time. We are at that point how we move forward with that. So I think thank you for bringing this to our attention, but it has been rearview mirror right now in front of us. So how we move forward.
Well, the scary thing is this weed sprayer, and this is what concerns me, is now for the energy companies, all I'm going to go through on pipelines or whatever and spray A's and B's. There's very little A's. Most of the A's are out east. But I can see landowners now going, why aren't y'all spraying that? Well, we don't have to, because county commissioners don't have a weed plan. So guess whose phones are going to light up from ranchers? It'll be you guys going, hey, these energy companies are making a mess out here in our ranches because of our weed plants.
They're not dated.
Correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me call now Ridgeline Corporation, Julian Chief.
Hello.
Good morning.
I have some questions about your guys' policy procedures, the facility rental agreement on it. I interpreted it differently than how you guys have been handling it for years. First, I will go over what I understood it as, and then I will say what was told to me as what policy you guys have been doing for years. So in the rental agreement, you have all of the daily rental fees and schedules. And so on it has, if you rent the certain areas, it's that now. And then down in the surcharges, it has ticket surcharge, a vendor lift surcharge, participant surcharge, and vendor sales surcharge. And so last week before the rodeo, I went in to pay our vendor the surcharges for all the vendors and everything like that. After I've already paid for the rental of the facility and all that stuff. I was told then that there's actually a vendor fee that you guys charge for rent for the vendors that are already setting up shop in the place that I have rented out through you guys. It seemed like that was a little off, and so I was looking more, and Brandy showed me where it says the daily vendor rates on the next page, and it has if you rent the grandstands for the day or the expo centers for the day. I interpreted it as anything that I rent is covered. So if I rent the grandstands or the parking lot area, that's all rented. And then you just have to pay the participant or the vendor for the surcharges on it. I understood the daily vendor rates as if I had a food truck, I wanted to go set up in the park area up there one day because there's a bunch of kids up there, a bunch of people walking or whatever's going on up there. That's the fee when I pay the daily vendor rates to you guys just to set up there for the day. That's what my understanding was. If I rent the facility, any vendors that come in are covered in that rental fee. They don't have to pay you guys a rental fee plus me a rental fee for the same place I'm renting from you guys. So it seems like the county is going to double dip and get a vendor fee from the vendors that are already on a place of land that I'm renting from the county. So I just want to ask for clarification. I'm going to pay whatever fees I need to pay on behalf of my vendors. I told them that I would cover the fees, but from my understanding, it's I should be paying the vendor with surcharge and not this daily vendor rate since I already have that area rented and not. I don't understand why the vendors that come in have to rent space from the county that I've already got rented. That's what's making sense. So I was just wanting clarification on those fees or charges.
And Ms. Juliana, thank you once again. This is a public comment, and I'm not going to make, certainly we're going to take all your questions and do some research on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else here that would like to use this segment for a public comment? If not, I'm going to ask anyone online that might be interested in using this segment for public comments to the Board of County Commissioners. Seeing none, I want to thank you all for being here today. We're going to go to Section 8, Consideration of FAA Declaration Letter for Spanish Peaks, Juan Cargo Fire Protection District. Either Council or Mr. Dorrington.
I'm in for a yes.
Good morning, Commissioners. We've done these in the past. Fire Protection District and the Sheriff's Office, and they reach out to us and they need the letter from the county stating that they are who they are and that they have authority to go ahead and move forward with the type of drone search and rescue they would need to do. This is the letter that is required by the FAA. Mr. Lambert reached out to me, letting me know that the Fire Protection District will be interested in getting that information sent out so that they can start doing that type of search and rescue as well. He is interested.
Thank you, Commissioners. Any questions on that, either for Chief Lambert or anybody else? Otherwise, I think the information is pretty clearly stated, and it's kind of a standard document that has been reviewed by legal counsel. So I really appreciate that.
Mr. Lambert, you come up to the podium. Chief, my experience. Any concerns or questions? Have you had a chance to review the letter? Does it meet your needs or requirements for what you're trying to do?
Yes, it meets requirements, and I have no concerns about it. It's basically, I'm following Fisher's Peak, getting with Steve on that part of it because he's already been through all this, so he's kind of walking me through these steps. And he said everything looked good to him, So we're good with that.
One question there.
Thank you. Chief, no questions. I think we're pretty much, Commissioner has anything else? All right, thank you so much for being here today. If there are no additional questions, I want to entertain a motion.
Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the FAA declaration letter for the Spanish Beach Bonfire Fire Protection District.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Weisselberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. And since we removed item B, we're going to go to item C, consideration of CCI Legislative Committee Commissioner Designation Form. Mr. Bergkamp and or Commissioner Tony Haas.
Commissioner, the board is to designate a appointee that will represent the Lieutenant Commission at the CCI level, the Constability, et cetera, and then also an alternate, and that is what's in front of you. So that is going to represent the county and also the alternate to the CCI.
Thank you, and I'll take the freedom since Commissioner Tony Haas is on the executive board of CCI. I believe that he should be the designee for the San Luis County if, for the alternate. I'll leave that open, but I would be willing to serve as the alternate.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion, sir.
I'll second the motion.
Commissioner Reese,
yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. Consideration of OBCC number 7013 to Mark Courier for $967.88. Do we have anyone from the clerk? Can we have that information in pretty much a standard procedure, commissioners? Are any questions on that? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the OBCC number 7013's Mark Courier for $967.88.
Second motion.
Commissioner Reese-Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. Item E, AP, consideration of OBCC number 7014 to Gary Mestas for $522.79. Commissioners, same protocol. If there are no questions, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve OBCC 7014 to Gary Mestas for $522.79.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Weisselberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. 8F, consideration of ski steel more and mulcher purchase source well contract number 03211-CAT. Mr. Donnacat.
Commissioners, before you is information that our road bridge department is looking at possibly purchasing a ski steel loader building. The current ones we have are not what is considered a high flow. I have a skid steer, they're also rubber tire and not track. This skid steer is both high flow and track. The track skid steers are the type of attachments we are potentially looking to be a road bridge box, potentially looking at adding to them. The tracks provide a more stable base than those skid steers with tires. Plus, this skid steer is a very good one to prefer to have. I'm not saying I'm going to purchase this, but like board, need an hour. Government policy, state agencies, and other government organizations purchasing the piggyback on those purchases. And that is one source of it, as well as effective agencies. So I'd like to have the ability to be segregated with the police if you want to do that. And the government policy requires the board to include such purchases.
The only question I have, Chair, Mr. Duncan, is the funding available in your budget?
Funding's available.
Thank
you. You read that perfectly. Commissioner, has any questions?
Purchasing used equipment is the same as purchasing new equipment?
No, sir. Purchasing used equipment I would bring from the board of this big purchase. As an example, we purchased a couple of pickups for the airport this past Thursday. $17,000 each, but split with the seat on aeronautics is going to cost both of them $6,000 or $7,000. Those types of purchases I typically don't bring from the board. Government costs require that I purchase off any governmental piggyback, and then I mean, bring that in front of whoever's making purchases.
Do you know what the source will? I know they're they have a do they have a membership, or is that accessed by local governments and state governments?
It's a membership. It's a membership of local and state.
Okay. I don't have any other questions at this time, but I would like to entertain a motion.
Move to approve the Skidsteer Bar Vulture Purpose Sourcewell Contract Number 032119 CAS.
Second motion.
Commissioner Lisa Pence?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. 8G, consideration of ingress egress agreement, Lahana Wire, Valley Tire and Oil. Mr. Gronkow.
In front of the commissioners, for your consideration, is ingress egress agreement with Lahana Valley Tire. Lahana Valley Tire, which should say also Valley Oil Companies, apparently require that we allow an ingress egress into our fuel tanks. The Navy, part of the winner of our fuel bids at the fairgrounds, and also at our outline shop. So that's what this ingress egress agreement is for, both the Lahana Valley Tire and for Valley Oil.
And I'm sure that's probably a standard format on their side of doing business for either permission to access his tanks, supplies, and that kind of thing.
That's correct. I'm going to guess it's probably part of their insurance card.
Yes. Counselor, you have any issues?
I have no concerns. The only thing I would say is that they are requiring some information, Social Security, and EIN number. And of course, I don't advise the individual party put that in there. So I think we just clarify that that's for the county and we're not going to put any personal information in there.
No, private.
The EIN number, you say, is okay, or you?
As long as it's associated with the county, that's fine. Just nobody's personal information.
And thank you so much. I made the assumption this is going to be Mr. Doran Cap, but thank you for that clarification. Any other questions, Commissioner? Otherwise, I'll entertain the motion.
Motion to approve ingress egress agreement of Lahana Valley Oil.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lisa?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. And this one, 8H, consideration of RFQ for 2023 audit services proposal. Mr. Don Gantland, or Finance Director Poverty.
Commissioners, with the help of staff, we developed and sent out for responses to auditing service RFQ, our current auditor. It was charging correctly, we were describing it. And we had two auditing firms that submitted their proposals back to us. And I'd like to get comments from both Finance Director Christy Colby and Sean Rogan. Apollo Sarah was able to attend part of the interviews. We did interview both applicants and not all of us, but Finance Director Colby to give you her opinion on how she thinks things we think we should go.
I think DMC is most qualified.
And
I don't know how much to do.
Well, they also have, they are providing services to a couple of big counties. Adams County, which is one of the largest in the state of Colorado, here, big county as well. I see that listed. And then what I did, I actually went on their website and looked at some of these clients that they post and name and
So thank you for doing that research. This is a request for qualifications today. I think we're awarding that.
GMCL has a third party that's an expert in community services, and that's a huge plus for us.
Yeah, I like it. I identify GASB as one of their strong points in government.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So yes, that's my recommendation.
Commissioner Norman.
Sean.
You're muted.
I see a lot of these contracts were terminated in 2016 worldwide.
Mr. Rogan, do you have any comments?
He is actually a finance. He's giving it, I guess, finance help to the work nominally. Bill didn't reach out to one of them. And they're very pleased with the company.
I think what happened, Commissioner, is that this firm is a very young firm, like very described. These folks that came together to compromise it under Moses' firm actually worked for other firms prior to it. And that's why some of these, the Adams kind of characteristics, those have a termination date, because at that time they were different companies. They were the main points of contact with folks who actually even got in four folks, counties and other agencies that are visiting here. And then, as finance director probably mentioned, I need to reach out to Oakland County because they are a current client of this firm. And the Harbor County's administrator said that they're doing a really good job of
the couple of additional questions. Did they have any VHS specific? And I know they're doing Adams County and Clear Creek County, but with all the complexities of the VHS audits, were you able to grasp any experience directly with them?
He said that he has a third party that he reaches out to that's an expert with the programs, Department of Human Services. I'm saying the state's compliance, everything. So, like I said, that's a huge plus to have it.
Right. And money to the chair, or it's not exceed $35,000 in the documentation that we're looking at.
Yeah. I thought it was like that, because then it's there in $3,500 for the single modest
or additional.
Right, so $38,500. And that's close to, I think, what
we're still in the ballpark where we are with our form.
Right. That's another
question. And you have the funding in your budget.
And they would be my recommendation also. They are doing real well. And as Vice Mayor alluded to, Peter herself said that is that these folks, we have at least a third party that helps the DHS part, the person that's there, the DHS side. But the other firm said that they will learn as they progress.
And they also make mention that they will have a specific training for staff, at least a couple of trainings a year.
That was the other company.
That was the other company.
That was the other, but this,
yes, okay.
This one here did say that they will be on site as well. You know, I think they're based in Colorado. They will be on site at least, I think, like a week for us, but and DHS, I think they will be on site because of. They'll be on site probably a little longer than Department of Human Services. Right. That's where probably the main single part of what happened at Department of Human Services, because they're more federal grants that we have.
I guess it's because, like you said, Chair, an RFQ at this point, so we're not engaging in a contract on this. That is good.
Commissioners, any other questions on that? Otherwise, I will entertain the motion.
We move for approval of the RFQ for 2023 Audit Services proposal.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatton?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. And since we're coming up on 10 o'clock, commissioners, I think I'm going to entertain a motion to take a 5-minute recess before we go into the public hearing meeting.
So moved.
Second. Yeah. Commissioner Hatton?
DMC.
Yes, what is stated in the motion.
All right. Clarification is CMC. BMC.
BMC Auditing Consultant.
BMC Auditing and Consulting LLC.
So you're amending your motion to
approve? Amending. Yes, please.
Second.
Commissioner Rees-Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Harris?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes, thank you.
Now your 5 minute recess.
Yes, yes, 5 minute recess.
Yeah. I just need it for the hearing and you're not moving.
Hey, guys. Are we ready, Mr. Dorrington?
Yes.
It is now 10 a.m. and we're going to call this, we're going to open up this public hearing on September 5th, 2023. To order, and let me go through the process of how these public hearings are going to be conducted. Anyone that is wishing to speak on behalf of the applicant, i.e. proponents, will do so right after we go through the application, and the same procedure is going to be for those, for anyone that would be opposed to the application that is coming in front of us. And anytime a presenter, a commenter is going to be given a testimony, it has to be germane to the topic. Otherwise, as the chair of the Board of County Commissioners, I will get us back on track. The perspective of this particular meeting is to visit with the Stonewall. Oh, wait a minute. This is the. Yes, okay. The Stonewall Lodge LLC liquor license. So many pages and so many places to go through. And as we call on you, I don't know who we have online, Mr. Greg McGraw. Yes, I see you in there. So you are called upon, which you're going to be the first individual that we call. We are going to get our Los Angeles County Council to swear you in, and that's going to be the same procedure for anybody else in support or for anyone that the county commissioners have any questions for. Having said that, Council, Mr. McGraw, welcome, good morning, and thank you for being here today. And going through the swearing-in ceremonies, I'm gonna ask you to raise your right hand. Council, you walk it through the process.
You solemnly swear and oath you affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
You say your name. Your name?
Brett McGraw.
How is the volume, Mr. McGraw? Can you hear us well?
Oh, I can't hear you too good, but that's why my face is probably so close to the camera. But I can hear you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. We have an application from you in front of us this morning. Can you highlight where this facility is going to be?
Yes, it'll be at they're in Stonewall at the Stonewall Lodge, 6693 State Highway 12. We recently purchased the Stonewall shopping bag to complement the resort, and we surrendered, or I guess the previous owner surrendered their retail license for the liquor store was there, and we would like to add the liquor license to our restaurant there at the property.
Thank you, sir. Let me yield the floor for my fellow county commissioners for any questions that they may have.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. McGraw, thank you for being here today with us. I have no questions for you. I think the application is pretty self-explanatory. And unless we have any legal concern from legal counsel, I have no questions for you, but I'd like to just thank you for your contribution to Los Angeles County and bringing your business expertise to this community. So that's all I have, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I do have one question for our clerk and recorder. If you come up. Oh, there we go. We have A new face here again. Thank you. Good training. Please, we're going to raise your right hand.
You solemnly swear and penalty of perjury. The testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
You state your name and position.
Audrey Valdez, Deputy Clerk.
Well, good morning, Ms. Valdez. Welcome. And the only question I have for you is, have you reviewed the paperwork? And do you have any questions on the completion of the application and the information that was collected from the Secretary of State and or others?
I have reviewed the application. I don't have any questions.
Well, thank you so much. And at this time, I don't know, Commissioner, if you have any other questions. Thank you. You can take a seat and stay in the room should we have any additional questions for you. Okay. Counsel, you pretty much were asked the question and the answer.
Yes, and I sent out my information to everybody and to the applicants. I have no concern with the application.
Very good. The only at this point in time, Mr. McGraw, let me call on anyone that would like to provide any testimony on this particular hearing opposing the applicant's liquor license for the above stated address. Is there anyone either present and or online that would like to provide testimony opposing the application of this liquor license? And the last call, is there anyone who would like to provide testimony opposing the application of this liquor license? Hearing none, Mr. McGraw, I don't think we have any other questions. And without further ado, the only thing, unless commissioners have any additional comments, questions, I'm going to entertain a motion.
Chairman, I have a motion to approve the Colorado Liquor Retail License application to Stonewall Lodge, LLC.
Second motion. Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. And it is 10:06 on this September 5th. This public hearing is closed.
Thank you, Mr. McGraw.
Thank you.
And I will entertain a motion to resume the regular Board of County Commissioners at this time. So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. We're going to go and thank you so much, Deputy Director. We appreciate you being here today. We're going to go to 8I, consideration of pickup truck purchase via state award. Mr. Dornikamp.
Commission, before you, for your consideration is the purchase of at least two pickup trucks off of state bid from Ellenbach Motors Chevrolet. The base price is $40,866 with the different additions we'd like on those two vehicles. It brings the total to $51,461 each. And we do that money, but
you know that question was coming up, right? So thanks for the right here to be done. Commissioners, any questions?
And questions.
Otherwise, then I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the pickup truck purchase via state award. $51,461
Second motion.
Mr. Reese with this?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Beasley?
Yes. 8J, consideration of adopting resolution 23018. A ballot measure extending the terms of the San Luis County Commissioners can serve from the current 2 4-year term to 3 4-year terms. Mr. Gordon Camp, would you please read that resolution?
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, including the deferral of Los Angeles County term limit ballot question, authorizing the ballot content question to be certified to February 4th for the election to be held on November 7th, 2022. Resolution 23-08, whereas Article 18, Section 11(1)(a) of the Constitution of the State of Colorado applies to voting officials of any county within the subdivision of the State of Colorado to serve for the 2 consecutive 4-year terms in office, and whereas pursuant to Article 18, Section 11 of the Constitution of the State of Colorado, and Board of the Office of Board of County Commissioners for Los Angeles County is currently term limited to two consecutive 4-year terms, whereas Article 18, Section 11, bring two different. The Constitution of the State of Colorado allows the voters of the county to lengthen, short, or eliminate the limitations on terms allowed supposed by Section 11, and whereas pursuant to CRM 30-11-10345, the Board of County Commissioners has the authority to defer to the vote of the elect board and issue or questions authorized by state statute or the Colorado Constitution, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners intends to refer to the registered voters in the Los Angeles County, Colorado, question that include to expand the term the Office of the Board of County Commissioners by one additional 4-year term, maximum of three consecutive terms of four years per term, maximum of 12 years temporary, to set ballot, text and title for the ballot, issue to be submitted at the general election on November 7, 2023, and whereas such election shall be conducted by the Los Angeles County Clerk of the Court in accordance with Uniform Election Code Articles 1 to 13.5 of Title 1 Power Device Statutes, and whereas any such ballot question which be approved by affirmative vote the majority of the Los Angeles County Registered Elect Board will become effective, not therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado. Ballot title question, the following ballot title and ballot question is hereby certified. The Los Angeles County Clerk Reporter shall be referred and submitted to all night courses in Los Angeles County, Colorado at the November 7, 2023 election. Expanding term limits, Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners. To have the term limits for the County Commissioners in Los Angeles County, Colorado will be increased by one additional 4-year term, a maximum of 12 or a maximum of 3 consecutive terms. To conduct the election, the election shall be conducted as a coordinated election in the county. According to Articles 1, 2, 13.5 of Title 1 CRS, spring Uniform Election Code, for the purposes of provisions, the Uniform Election Code related to the designated election officially, the county clerk reporter is hereby designated as the county's designated election official responsible for running the election. Performance of all acts required or permitted by the Uniform Election Code 3, according to the effect resolution, the officers, employees, and agents of the county are hereby authorized and directed to take all action necessary or appropriate to effectuate provisions of this resolution according to the law and actions previously taken by the members of the board, the officers, and employees of the county consistent provisions of this resolution ratified and approved for repeater. All prior acts, ordinance, resolutions, or parts thereof by the county in conflict with this resolution of the field, except that this repeater shall not be construed to revive any act, order, or resolution or part thereof used in the field. Severability in any part, section, paragraph, clause, or provision of this resolution shall be adjudicated to be invalid or unenforceable. The invalidity or unenforceability in such a section, paragraph, clause, or provisions shall not affect the remaining sections, paragraphs, clause, or provision of this resolution. It being the intention of the various parts here are settled. On motion made to second, currently, the votes of the resolution is adopted. Spend this September 2023. The order of the county commission will send this down on the following resolution.
Commissioners, any questions? Otherwise, I don't entertain a motion. Motion to approve resolution 23-09.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Rieslover?
Yes.
Commissioner Fieslover?
Yes.
Financial matter under section 9. Financial matters, consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of August 2023, financial record code.
Payroll as of August 31st was $219,771.64. Do you have any questions on payroll?
No questions, Chairman. Thank you.
The invoice is paid on August 23rd, 2023. Is $106,961.91. Within this packet, when we pay drawdown to the retaining wall of $16,601. We have a balance of $31,000 that we will put on. The sheriff received a bail grant and they purchased two ATVs. The one for $8,900 is just one ATV. So I think the first one was in June sometime. And that's all I have in the packet. You see anything else they didn't bring to your attention?
Scott, I
think.
Move to approve bills and payroll in second half of August 2023.
Second motion.
Commissioner Reese-Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Peters-Lopez?
Yes. And information only, July 2023 financial reports, I would like to report.
Page 2, you can look at prior comparison. General fund has a loss of $331,000. August will continue to be a loss because I did transfer. I did transfer $200,000 to River Bridge. So, and then River Bridge has a loss of $2.3 million, but we did transfer $1.2 million to him. But we did give mineral lease and severance tax to River Bridge. That should help his loss. That should come up. Just to let you know that. Everyone has a loss of $45,000. I did transfer funds. $200,000 to airport, so that will actually help that loss. Contingent, I will be transferring probably $1 million probably sometime before the end of the year, that's the budget for contingent. So capital expenditure has a profit of $763,000. Yeah, there's nothing happening on there. We're just keeping there for all our projects that may happen in 2024 since they're not going to happen in 2023. Lottery, profit of $57,000. We haven't really done a lot with that until fairgrounds. We mainly use the lottery for anything that includes the fairgrounds. Field, we got $1.7 million because the $907,000 came in and since our field normal field fund. And nothing else. But jail program, we've been spending $60,000. And those funds are dwindling down, I need to tell you that. For our shareholders and partner. I think like $200,000 in each one. So it will be coming to an end in a couple of years. Money for the jail improvement.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Sales tax improvement.
Any questions on what I've gone through? Did I go too fast? Sometimes I go too fast.
That's great.
Okay.
No, but thank you for bringing that up. That might be something that Sheriff Navarette needs to discuss with the board of possibly improvement funds. A ballot measure in the future because we'll be coming out of County General. For that, so that's something to keep on the radar for commissioners in the future, or I'm no longer in office.
They do a lot of improvements over there, and every time they do, they're using the capital expenditure.
We look at next year with government and possibly doing some sort of financial assistance to that agency. Thank you.
Thank you for that information. We're going to go to section 10, executive session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 2264-24B for the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. A, URA, B, EMS, communications, C, RAD, D, HH, and E, OBCC. I will entertain a motion to enter into executive session with a 5-minute recess.
So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese?
Yes.
Commissioner Police?
Yes.
Want me to tell Carrie to come?
That would be.
So she can do it in reverse.
You
need to keep that?
No.
Yeah. pick out one of those
everywhere.
You want me to grab the squeeze?
Yes. Check this out. I can get it to both. I've been weighing 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
There are a couple of those trees that are just on the west side of the house. And every afternoon, about 3 o'clock, are there any pests? Those are not working in the park.
But I got raccoons on the apples. Got a little hole in my top and got my roof.